Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Sri and Kira Live. I am Sri Ram Ka.
And I am Master Lady Kira Ra, and we are so grateful that you are here with us on this extraordinary up-level weekend. And wow, let's just take a breath together, huh? And I first just want to say welcome to everyone everywhere, whether you're in this dimension or not. Thanks for being here right now. Over at bbsradio.com, we love you guys. Thank you so much. And hey, today, remember, we also have that 800 number opportunity. So you can call us over there at BBS at 888-627-6008. Get in fast. Those lines do fill up. And then, of course, you can also call us at 517-208-1500. We will be having both call boards coming in today. Very dynamic because both of them are filling up so fast. An exciting moment for sure. And then also hi over to onenesstalkradio.com where you can see, you can listen, you can chat to iHeartRadio, all of the affiliates that are carrying us. And Sri, which YouTubes are we at today?
We are at the Oneness Talk Radio homepage, and we are at the official Sri and Kira YouTube.
All right. So onenesstalkradio.com, you can watch video, or over at YouTube, official Sri and Kira. And Facebook or no?
Facebook is on.
Facebook, Oneness Talk Radio as well. So guys, you know, Facebook is on. I felt like you were saying game on, right? Because that's what it feels like. You know, if you were not with us yesterday, as we do every week, you know, Sri and I are now committed these first 10 to 15 minutes of every show. What is going on with the energy of this week? And yesterday we talked a lot about these ascension up-level events. We started talking more about the energy at hand. And today is very much about the propulsion, or the way we're describing it, the blooming energy. Remember that this started, this is our third one, okay? We've had two others, excuse me. We've had two other ascension ump level, and what they really are, what we revealed yesterday is, guys, these are time jumps. These are moments of experience. These ascension up level experiences are a blessing during this 2-year window. They're so profound. It's going to be this year and next year, and they're every month. Now, again, we talked all about this yesterday, so you really want to go catch up and listen to that show. But for today, I think what's important to kind of recap, Sri, is just the fact that in this up-level energy that's happening right now, and the reason our graphic looks like this, if you're watching us, is you see we've got kind of like this clock and time is dissolving, and letting go, and this, you know, visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. This started on the 24th with the new moon, and it was the first, what the universe is referring to as the illuminated new moon, which is holding for the next 2 years, which means that in this new moon energy, for all who choose to see, the opportunity when you go into the void is to walk into a void that is illuminated with all of the shadows gone, all of the fear gone, all of the doubt gone. And then you're walking into, instead of the void of creation, you are walking into the creation, the energy of that creative spirit. And so this was our first new moon of illumination. And then as we went into yesterday, the 25th, it was the moment. It's just that one moment where the first pin drop of light appears and says, now we are birthing this creation from this wide open space. And it was simultaneously the propulsion moment, which coincided with the first day of the Chinese zodiac of the rat, which is the first sign of the Chinese zodiac, in a year of experience, in a month of experience. And yesterday, we looked at the decade of experience. We are in a collective moment that Sri and I are referring to as the Roaring Twenties. And we're going to be talking a lot more about why we're saying that later in today's show.
And one of the things that I want to remind us is when we talk about the Roaring Twenties, is to remember that the energy of celebration is the energy of joyful dance, joyful expression, yeah. joyful singing.
Right.
The energy of the 20s that we're wanting to bring forward into your consciousness is that of healthy celebration of the creation potential of spirit. It isn't about the party that denies what's going on. You know, it's not the band's playing while the ship is sinking.
Well, what it is that because we have the abundance coming forward,
there
okay,
it is.
And we also have this flow, what we're going to see, and the reason we're looking at this as the Roaring 20s is because there will be extreme abundance, but at all levels of manifestation. And there is a roaring flow.
Roaring flow.
And this is why the tongue-in-cheek, in many respects. So we'll be talking a lot more about this, needless to say.
The other thing that we talked about yesterday on Sri and Kira Explore the Mysteries, which you'll find at the Oneness Talk Radio YouTube channel and also at onenesstalkradio.com, is that we are at a time of co-creative magnification.
Yes.
And that you as a creator being have more potential, more potency for your creations now than before.
Right.
So don't let any form of, I'm not sure that I can do it from the past come forward, because that's what you'll create is more of the I'm not sure. When we stand in our full empowerment, when we claim that which we are and we say, I have a dream, I see the dream, I shall manifest that dream, it happens.
Well, and that's where it brings us to the bigger question right now, right? And the bigger question is that, and this is important, Sri, to kind of stop at this moment and then move forward with that. Because here's really what the universe is saying. As the dragonfly is dancing, right? This whole dance of the dragonfly, this 2020 energy, we now have had this third very power-filled ascension up-level moment. And then remember that we are going to be having these every single month. And what we revealed yesterday is it's not just in this year, it's also in next year. And this is because of that overlay of the escalator of ascension, which we have all been riding from 2015 to 2022. But we have now entered into a new cycle that has layered on top of a cycle. And so this has opened up a dynamic energy. And this is why the movement that this dragonfly energy is creating is actually a frequency. It's a harmony. And it's really going to invite the question, hey, guys, are you tired or are you inspired? Because what you're sharing is the inspiration of this moment.
Yes.
And oftentimes, and this is really where bringing everything that we have been talking about together really matters as we enter into this moment ahead, because we are being called forward into the all experience in a way we've never been called forward before, meaning more are seeing, more are aware of everything that is happening. And so to be called forward into this moment is to say, I am willing to see with clear eyes versus I feel really safe believing the lies.
See
now,
with
I want
clear
you to hear that.
Or believe the lies.
Right, because that is the moment. Are you willing to see with clear eyes? And that's taking a breath. Or do you feel safer believing the lies? Because sometimes the ego is so scared that we allow that ego as it wraps around our form to stop us from claiming who we are. It is the self-inflicted energy that stops us from discovering our mastery. And the moment we've been given in this beautiful graphic and everything that we've been sharing over the past months, we are being given a frequency adjustment. Mm-hmm. We are being gifted with 2 years every month with an opportunity to see with clear eyes, because sometimes we're believing so many lies that we deny who we are, and that in order to no longer believe the lies, in order to have the clear eyes, we need to be shown over and over and over again because each of us has our own moment of the undeniable truth. And I think that's the moment we're at, the undeniable truth.
And there's a piece there about the authenticity.
Absolutely.
How do you know truth from untruth?
Right,
How do you know real from spin?
Especially when the planetary thought body is going from fear to what? To hopelessness, to absolute terror. And that means that that's when you will start surrendering your soul's energy. And when that kind of energy can take on, can come forward.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I've observed over the last several years, and certainly very prevalent in the United States, which was where we launched from some years ago. Is that the amount of BS or spin or altered truths that were in the common, in the political place, a lot of the websites, we started noticing how prevalent the spin was and how it got further and further away from verification, validation, that kind of thing. And when we talked about this sort of thing a year or so ago, we were talking about the expansion of the Kali Yuga, where the truth could not be discerned from falsehood.
It really is one of the ways that you know that the Kali Yuga is really at this oomph moment, regardless of what your astrology says the actual date is, the energy is here.
The energy is here. And then the for 2020, what it feels to me is it's become a whole lot more personal.
Yeah.
Are you willing to stand in your empowered knowing, or are you hanging out in the seeming safety of not confronting the BS? Because when the BS is circulating, when the falsehoods are circulating, when you start believing your own spin, so to speak, what we have then is the fabricated virtual world that is constantly changing, and an unwillingness to confront the truth. And that unwillingness, what it means is to stand in an empowered stance feels a little more scary, a little more naked.
And that's why you're here, right? Because this goes back to what we were talking about, Sri, about that dependence and constriction.
Yeah.
It's that self-imposed straitjacket that says, you know, I'm really comfortable right here. I don't want to expand beyond this. I don't want to go beyond this. Well, then here's the gift, guys. If you are comfortable there, then get in there. You know, Archangel Zadkiel would be the first one to say, if you're going to do it, then do it well.
Do it and be it.
And the key is, the irony or the ultimate revelation, however your level of consciousness wants to see this, is that they are doing it really well. Those in density are doing it really well. So the question is, those of us who are not, how come we're not just as visible? How come we are not just as available for our energy to be more in harmony with the planetary thought body, thereby balancing an imbalance? It's because of that. And it's because the predominant energy is so committed to power that it will do everything it can to feed off of yours.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this is one of the things that I think all of us goes through, Sri. You know, each one of us, Sri and I certainly have been through our own multitudes of dark nights and our own revelations, our own self-doubts along the many years of the journey. But I think that one moment we all come to, and this is what I was mentioning earlier, and this is why I'm so excited about 2020, you get to a moment where there is an undeniable moment, an undeniable experience. And when that happens, then in many ways, it can be harder, because usually this is the lion coming out of the woods, chapter 5, Lost Books of the Essene, shrinkhair.com. Many times, first thing you're greeted by are those that want to tell you why you're crazy, or why you should not be happy.
They want to kill your vision.
Oh my God, who are you to think you could have found or discovered that? You are the master. That's who you are. But that is often what we are first given. Now, let me share with you the secret as to why. Because the universe is celebrating that you're ready. And so the universe loves you so much. The universe already knows what's ahead of you. And so you are loved so much that the universe is putting its arms around you with all those who are telling you why you should stop. And the universe is saying, are you sure? Are you sure? Because that's that moment. And wasn't it Archangel Zadkiel, Sri, who said to us, you will keep saying yes over and over?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just one yes. Yep. After that first yes, I think I'm saying yes 20 times a day. I mean, well, you never stop saying yes.
We're constantly given the opportunity
to choose.
To affirm our prior choice,
exactly.
to continue to evolve, to continue to lift. Because the cleansing process And I like that word better than the healing journey. right now, anyway. The cleansing process is we're in a purification. Authenticity is an ever-refining alignment with the essential you, the essential truth of you. And we practice becoming ever more authentic as we are filtering out the lenses, the debris, the tissue paper of distortion that right. the ego has accumulated along the way.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And this tissue paper of distortion is what allows the spin to actually create doubts in our own mind.
That's true.
That when there's semi-truths out there, when there's flat-out lies that are said with enthusiasm and conviction, it causes that tissue paper filtration of the ego to kind of go, well, that could be true. That could be. And then we'd start doubting ourselves. So this is part of the dance. This is part of the wonder as we illuminate our trust for that which is essential, that which is true inside. And we live from that place. We just start to realize, no, that's not for me. Yes, this is for me. I shall stand up and I shall speak my truth. And in doing so, I discover the joy of doing it. Sometimes the joy isn't found until we just do it.
Well, you know, Sri, as you were sharing all of that, and as I was connecting, I was reflecting on the three up-level events we had in January.
Yeah.
So, you know, January 2020 kicked this off. And the reason I was reflecting on that was that, remember, when we had this beautiful illuminated new moon event on the 24th, it opened up for the first time. I just want to share this again because it's so important. It opened up for the first time the void of creation fully visible, meaning that it's about stepping in with clarity. However, if you walked into the doorway and were peeking, then you were not seeing. And if you went to the door and saw it closed and stood outside and started thinking about all the reasons about whether you should or should not open it, then you were not ready to see either. And the gift of whatever that experience was for you is that every month for 2020 and all of 2021, we are going to have at least one. There are more. There are actually 20 events in 2020, of which we've just completed the third and the first of three peak events. Mm-hmm. And so regardless of whether you were aware of this or not, regardless of whether or not you think you did it right or were part of it, what matters is that whenever you are connecting with this right now, that your heart can start consciously just relaxing into the recognition that you are literally moving through multiple timelines and multiple dimensional processes through these ascension moments that we are being offered, through these time moments. And through that, if you stay with the practice, if you stay committed, if you keep your eyes focused on I am, then by the end of the next 2 years, by the end of 2021, by that moment, 2021 turning into 2022, we will have more people awake on this planet than have ever been before. And it begins with this year right now. And that is because one of the energy flows of this year is the all-encompassing awakening of self-ascension, which means authenticity is getting its voice. And we've been a steady voice of authenticity for entering our 18th year. Yesterday was our wedding anniversary. And so we are just so excited that authenticity is finally receiving the voice and the collective vision. Remember, we are one voice with unlimited expressions. There's room for all of us.
And that voice, when we are centered in our own heart centers, that voice always is healing.
Yeah.
Sometimes when there is clarity at work, the voice or the actions can feel a little harsh to those who are residing in a denser frequency.
Yeah.
It can feel like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, that's a little confrontive. On the other hand, how else do we know the difference between what is true and what is illusion? How else do we step out without a little bit of confrontation? Because when we are deep in the illusion, the truth is confrontive. And when we are centered
when
we're centered in the truth, the density seems a little insane.
Ascended sanity. We actually have that program.
Ascended sanity versus density sanity. It is indeed one of those paradoxes that as we grow, what was seemed true before is not as true.
I love that it's the springboard. It's the foundation of forgive them. They know not what they do.
Yes.
Because to truly embody that, to truly own that, it can only be owned when you are seeing it in the broader angle, when there is a much wider angle lens, when the judgment has released because the sense of the divine that you are is what is illuminating you. And you know, along the way, it's not always going to be easy. And if anybody tells you it's easy or anybody offers you a quick fix, they're full of crap. Forgive me. And they really are. And this is the year, right? Isn't this the year to start living a BS-free life, right? To just say, you know what? Enough. I don't need the BS to thrive. As a matter of fact, I'm able to thrive outside of it. My authenticity is my guide. And yes, that's how I can have a truly live a BS-free life. And Sri and I have a lot more to share about that. So you're going to want to join us Valentine's Day weekend when we talk about that, because living a BS-free life is a gift you give yourself. And so we thought, why not love yourself enough to make it your Valentine's gift this year? So make a note for Valentine's weekend to be with us. And
more ahead.
And we have a lot more to talk about that in the February month. But as we come back to this moment right now, Sri, what my heart is really wanting to invite each of you to look at, you and I were having this conversation earlier today, and I think this is a really important conversation. And that is that when we are tired, first, let's go to the fear. We have the fear slide, don't we? I want to put that up because I do think it would be good to just look at this for a minute. So guys, the Divine Directors, this was part of a much larger ensoulment. But here it is, a quote from the Divine Directors. When people are afraid, they will give away their power. When people are terrified, they will give away their soul. And the reason I wanted to put that up there for a moment and introduce that is because as we are in this moment right now, and I'm going to go to the 2020 energy flows for those of you that are watching it, watching the video, January, February, and September are bookends. It's like pillars. Imagine them as a pyramid, as two pyramids, right? That is, it's like, think of this as Giza, all right? January, February, and September is one pyramid. July, August, and December is another. But the entire process is being held together by this lifted awareness, this lifted 2019 mastery experience, that open lotus that calls forward the largest pyramid on the Giza Plateau. Now, the reason I wanted to share this with you as we're talking about all the things that are happening right now is that when we get tired, we do more than give away our soul. In other words, being tired is even worse than being terrified, because being tired is being 100% within that dependence and that constriction energy. Being tired is being 100% inside of it and saying, not only am I too tired to look, care, or do anything about it, I deserve to be this tired. It's where we literally have turned upon ourselves and destroyed our creative vision, our dreams, our illumination. And this is when the density sanity does score a victory.
Yeah. And this tiredness has a couple of key factors.
And quite a few levels to it.
That contribute to the experience. So I want to outline a couple of those.
And before we do, I want to just jump in and make sure you guys know, because the other side of that is inspired. Because you cannot be both. You are either tired or inspired. So I want you to know we're doing both. I don't want anybody bummed out on our show.
Well, it's important to cultivate the discernment filters, because when we're in a loop, when we're in the lens of the fatigue and the experience of the fatigue, we are not seeing our inspiration. We are seeing that which is blocking the inspiration.
Yeah.
And so one of the things I want to mention is tiredness comes in the way we're speaking of it, has a couple of key players. One player is you are a being who has a lot to share, who actually has inspiration and ascended energy inside.
You wouldn't be so tired if you did.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. You have awakened something pure and beautiful inside of you, but you're hanging out in density, compromising that which you truly are, thinking that this is an act of love to stay in the same job, the same relationship, the same orientation, whatever it is.
Or to keep telling yourself why you're in pain and why it's too late or you're too old or you're too sick.
Or focused on the body's stuff.
Right.
But here's the key ingredient. There is inspiration. There is this life inside of you that is being denied because your focus is on other frequencies.
Right.
That is fatiguing to you. That's an essential tiredness. The other tiredness that we were kicking around earlier today comes from there were a lot of people who had this grand vision of social equanimity and racial equanimity and all of the expressions of the truth of the soul out into the world of density. A lot of people were championing this some years ago and these baby boomers and these folks that were birthing a new way of being together simply
got tired.
And part of that fatigue is that the dream was bigger than their ability to move forward with it in some regard. So you have these kind of factors that are playing on these awakened souls that were seeking to express a service.
Well, and you can bring this energy to every generation because certainly the millennials are tired of what they are receiving and how they have been treated and misunderstood and not championed as they deserve to be. And then you look at all of the generations, the centennials. You know, I have daughters in two other generations because they're 12 years apart. And when I gaze at the experience, because remember, we're in an experience month, year, and decade. When I look at the experience ahead, my heart knows that we can still affect that experience, but it is for all of us. And I see how so many are giving up. Look at the health issues that we have in the body. Look at the way that people, look at our planet. That is all the energy of I'm exhausted. I don't know how much longer I can keep doing this. Well, you know what? We are infinite. Not only are we infinite, you know, one of the things Sri and I are in the midst of finalizing our reverse aging protocol. And for those of you that want to join us and learn how to do this, whether you want to become a teacher of this protocol to others, whether you want to do it for yourself or your family, write us and learn about how you can come and be part of this. Because what we know is true is really, Sri, everything that was said by the divine directors. Mm-hmm. That is, this body of form, the minimum this body of form is physically capable of sustaining is actually 120 years in flesh. And I want to share that we are not sharing this because we are attached to staying in our body of form, actually far from it. Yeah. What we are saying yes to is that which the divine director shared in that very power-filled PDF that I have everywhere hanging, when they said that your body has the capacity to have the vitality and everything that it needs to do to support the soul as long as it serves the highest expansion of all. And so Sri and I dove deeply into the yes of that during 2018, and you guys are seeing 2019, and you see the results of that. And so it's important to recognize in this moment that if you're tired, then somewhere deep inside of you, you have forgotten that you are a master with eternal force. And if your physical body is doing everything in its power to stop you, and guys, I had it all thrown at me. Sri and I had so many diagnoses thrown about what was wrong with me and people prognosing wheelchairs and you know, never going to walk right again and never this and never that and blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, we know what my beloved Sri went through. We live what we're sharing with you. We made a conscious commitment and talked about it because we were tired and our inspiration wasn't gone, but there was always the inspiration to be with you and the inspiration that would come in directly. But bringing that into our day-to-day life was getting really, really hard and our bodies were fighting us.
Yeah, because there is having moments of inspiration is different than living a passionate life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this is the other side of that conversation.
The inspiration.
That yes, The fatigue is available anytime we relax our attention into a lower frequency or a mass consciousness kind of experience. And there,
because we lower, find it too tiring to stay in a high frequency.
Lower is relative to wherever you are.
Right.
Okay.
So, and this is easy to solve.
And so the fatigue is like, that's easy.
Right.
All you have to do is stop saying yes and start going, oh, well. And in that energy, we begin the spiral the other direction.
Because remember, you're always
up.
In the spiral no matter what.
And so here's the piece that to play with a little bit. We all took birth to accomplish something. And I don't mean accomplish in the sense of I have a scorecard. I mean
right.
to manifest that energy that we said yes to. I'm going to take birth because I choose to experience A, B, and C.
Right.
And A, B, and C are always lessons of love. A, B, and C are always have a service component because they magnify the purity of the love, of the creation, of the oneness into the diversity of the form. So each and every one of us has this ticket to oneness, this ticket to creation that was part of why we took birth. And then, of course, we moved into the illusion and the distraction, and now many of us are finding our way back out of that. That's the word awakening again.
Well, you know, Sri, my heart is just smiling as you share all of that, because what I'm thinking also of is Archangel Zadkiel. And Archangel Zadkiel saying, you know, don't take yourself so seriously.
Yeah.
You know, if it does not bring you joy, if ever this has meant something, if it does not bring you joy, why are you doing it? Then why are you doing it? And if it brings you anger and you feel paid off by that anger, then recognize that density sanity will not let go, because anger is food for the soul of density. And so is the sense of right and wrong. And again, every time Sri and I share this information, I sincerely want to share with it so that it's always put in context. This does not mean you can get away with anything during this lifetime. Each being has their playground that they will have all, it's allness, right? All of the experiences that will support the growth. No one is immune from that, not one being. However, it is our choice when we say yes to staying in a higher realm of consciousness, and it is with just a lift of consciousness that we can shift the balance and restore it. Because again, and I forgive me guys, I know Sri and I are a broken record on this, but as we allow ourselves to say yes to who we are, as we come together with a greater voice, then our greater voice can no longer be told that it's crazy. It can no longer be told that this is not right, that no, there is one thing that's true and this is not true. There is a big shift. Remember, profound shift. We have the opportunity to do it right now. When is the greatest profound shift this year? Right now. January, February, September. I'm going to put it back up again so you guys can be looking at it. And we'll be getting this up on our website very, very soon. There it is. January, February, September is the first moment of profound shift. And the bookend, the other pillar, the other trinity, is July, August, December. And so as we are in these moments right now, then we also have, of course, all of these ascension up-level experiences happening. Yeah. So it takes my breath away, and it's an invitation. Are you tired? Because if you are tired, then you're saying no to yourself and yes to density. Tired is when we collapse, when the body starts wearing out. Inspired is when we literally can recreate our body. Sri and I are living proof. We're going to put out some photos soon that we are living proof. No surgery. Well, I've had no surgery. Sri's surgery was life-saving, not cosmetic. no surgery. And we're going to show you how you can literally visualize yourself into this state of consciousness. But it begins with reactivating or turning up or getting clear on the dream you hold for you and your life and the planet.
Yeah. And that dream, we touched into that yesterday, and this is the other piece of the Are You Tired or Inspired? Yesterday on
Explore the Mysteries, you got it.
at the end of the show, we guided you through a visualization.
Oh, and the emails we got, thank you for sharing, those of you that have shared. I mean, certainly we felt it, but even some of the emails were just beautiful.
No, we love to hear from you and share your experiences. And the piece, my intention, and the piece I want to bring forward right now is that when we relax and allow our inner wisdom, our soul, to show us a magnificent day in the near future, what we are being shown is the truth of that which we can bring forward. Your soul doesn't deceive you. There's no spin. The soul says, this, beloved, is your best day that is within reach.
And can I say something because it's so important?
Yeah,
thank you. No, because all of you know, Sri was the one that led you through. And if you have not done that, go to the show. Just go to the last 15 minutes and take advantage of what came through yesterday. But I'm going to share a secret that I shared only with Sri so far. When he was guiding us first through our perfect day, what was so revelatory for me, because it was the first time it's ever happened for me, is that I'm actually living it. It was me just here at Tosa Blue Mountain. At one point, I was in my office doing readings for some of you beautiful ones that I've been so blessed to do readings for lately. And then I was out walking along the trails, or I was up in our meditation caves. And I was really, really humbled and really blown away that not only can we go, when we really stay in the yoga of self-ascension, not only can we visualize our perfect day and visualize that, but if we stay the course, no matter what, we get to live it. Because that for me was really like, at first I was like, you need to know, Sri. I didn't go anywhere. I was right here.
And my response was, were you feeling joy?
Oh, I was beyond, I was just ecstatic. Yeah.
And so this is the marker.
Yeah.
As each of you had a visualization of that wonderful day, and you were invited to see what you were doing and who were you with and what was the backdrop of that. But the energy was always one of lightness, of joy, of love and service.
Yeah.
That is the truth, the authentic energy of the soul in form. And so I want to call your attention to that, because we had talked about tired or inspired. And tired means you've given your life force energy to that which is not congruent for you. It's okay to be in service. It's okay to talk to those who are asking you questions, etc. But pay attention. If you start feeling tired, it means that you have allowed them or that environment or your preoccupation to pull your energy into a lack of harmony, into a harmony that is discord rather than concordant with you.
Yeah.
And this beautiful visualization from yesterday about your perfect day is the other half of this gift. And I just want to underscore it one more time before we jump to the phone lines and hear from you. And that is, when we have been given an inspiring vision, when we have a, quote, fantasy that is actually lined up with our heart and our inspiration, then pull that energy into your body. Step into it. Feel it. Because the energy is the bridge to the actual manifestation. It begins with the energy, and then the details start taking shape. That energy will guide you. That is inspired living, not tired living.
Well, and inspired living is also when you take all of that and you say yes to your dream. And yesterday, one of the things that we encourage you to do, and we still encourage you to do, is, are you even clear what the dream is you have for your life? You know, one of the things Sri and I this past year had to get really clear on was, what was our dream for our life? We had very much placed in front of us, certainly the medical world, the traditional allopathic medical world, that said, time for you guys to retire. And I looked at Sri and said, I think it's time for us to do more than we've ever done. and that was a conscious decision to be tired and retire, or to be inspired and say, wait a minute, we're just getting started. And that was really a big one.
Well, one of the other secrets, and this knowing has been around for eons, and it has more potency, I believe, now than before. And that is, when we can look out into our friends, family, and the world and say, who can I help? How can I help? And what are my gifts that are appropriate to share?
Exactly, because together we are better.
Who can I help? How can I help? What are the gifts I have to share? And to look at that extension of the spiritual legacy that is you and bringing it out into the world in a beautifully authentic manner, you will receive energy back. This is the giving, receiving, gratitude cycle. When we give with love,
keeps you in the upper levels of the pyramid of spiritual awakening.
We receive, and the gratitude keeps that machine going and onward.
It is onward and upward. And, you know, Sri and I were kind of tongue-in-cheeking it this morning, but, you know, we've been doing a lot of dancing and singing and some fun cooking and creative recipes this weekend, and lots of fun new things
in our
gluten-free, grain-free, sugar-free, almost no food-free kitchen.
Plenty of food.
But we made some really fun things, and I do want to give a shout-out to Bria Rose. Bria is our on-site residence coordinator here at Tosa Blue Mountain. She made us the most beautiful sweet potato crust with stevia, with pears off of our tree. We have so much food here right now. Come and eat our food, please. So they had picked all these beautiful pears, and so she made us a pear pie.
Yes.
And it was outrageous.
It was our anniversary pie.
Yeah, and a beautiful note. So Bria Rose, thank you, honey. The pie is gone. It left in 2 days. I had it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It was great. And thank you, thank you, thank you. We loved it so much, as we love you. And, you know, Sri, before we jump to the phone lines, I would just like to share that. Remember that the miracle formula is sincerity, love, and presence. Those three together will always call forward your deepest dream, the miracle that you are seeking to have ready. And there's lots of other energies that we can teach around that. But the reason I wanted to bring that forward is that when Sri and I, you know, we were recently in Asia for quite a while, and when we left Bhutan early, and went back to India early, it really was a moment of sincerity, love, and presence, and really, really looking at, you know, all the things that in my mind I was sure were going to happen, and they didn't, or they looked different, or things that manifested differently. And the one blessing, and there were many, 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 but one of the blessings that came out of that show me was that I am actually going to be, for the first time, other than you and I talking together, revealing the keys of ascension starting February 3rd. And that would not have happened the push came while we were back in India.
Yeah. Or another way of saying it is as we moved into a more authentically aligned decision process of leaving Bhutan, going to India, and having some time just together, just to be with
Which was a shock.
And we hadn't planned on it.
This was almost an emergency flight. It was literally an emergency flight.
But what came forward was a great clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And Kira's Bhagavad Gita class starts in just a week. Please don't miss it. You will love this class. And this is an opportunity to touch perhaps one of the purest writings on the planet, let alone the keys that are hidden within that writing, as revealed through Kira's incredible connection to the divine presence.
Thank you, Sri.
You'll love it.
Thank you. And we begin. There is a specific Gita that I do ask you to purchase. It's under $6 at Kindle. You get all that information when you register. But remember, this is not about dogma. This is not about religion. This is not about anything other than connecting with a sacred piece of literature that through my 25 years of intensive study and connection with the ascended realms, I literally have passages that illuminate in violet light and I'm shown the hidden code. And that's what I'm going to be showing to you. And one of the gifts that I know is part of you, of the one for you to receive, is that you will most likely discover there are other codes mm-hmm. that are waiting for you very personally, because this is a universal text that was coded and preserved that can assist anyone who says, I want to go a little deeper.
Yeah.
And in this moment of 2020, with all these ascension up-level events that are happening, with the intensity of this experience energy, the one thing I was shown in India was it had to be now, and it had to start the very first week of February. So that's next week, which blows my mind. It's next Monday night, right? It's literally next Monday, one week from tomorrow.
Week
so please join me. You can find all the details at SriandKira.com.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, let's say hi to some people.
I am so ready to say hi to people. So let's go to the phone banks. And we have so many people here. Sri, I was like, let's go to Woodbury, New Jersey, since we had all the New Jersey yesterday.
All right.
Hi, namaste, Woodbury, New Jersey.
Oh, my gosh. Namaste, Sri and Kira. Happy anniversary. Happy love every
Thank
day.
You.
And I would love to have a taste of that sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
Oh, it rocks, girl.
It's going to be on the standard menu here.
We will be serving it at Tosa Blue Mountain. You must come and taste it here.
Absolutely. And I come more for the pie. I come for your energy and your bright illumination and all your wisdom
Thank you,
that
sweetheart.
You bring. And I'm just like, every sentence, Kira and Sri, every sentence and wisdom that you bring, I take a deep breath and I receive it in my heart and soul.
Oh, thank
and
you.
I just really am so excited, and I feel this year is so spectacular, and I just want to express my highest gratitude for this moment and every moment I experience with you and the soulful community. And I am feeling so many blessings, and I really feel great because I feel like I'm standing in my expression of my truth right now, and it brings me the greatest joy, exactly what you said. So I thank you for that.
Oh, thank you for sharing. Sri and I are tangibly feeling that, and I'm just standing in this beautiful divine space, bowing back at you, saying right at you, sister. I mean, awesome.
Thank you for being my soul sister and soul brother. And I just really wanted to express my highest gratitude, love, and appreciation. And if I could have a mini soul reading, would be phenomenal.
Oh, honey, take in a breath. And I want to share with you that as I've been connecting with you, from your heart up, all I'm seeing is illumination, illumination, illumination. In your second chakra, and then it's kind of like stuck between your first and your third, is your creation, and it almost feels painful to me. And so the message that you are being shared right now is the one you just gave yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, stay right here in this moment, because in this moment, your second chakra is not only healing, it's revealing. It's sharing with you everything that you are ready to create. And so I have my hands on my second chakra right now, and they're saying when you can sit with the spine really straight or stand with the spine really straight. I'm also feeling some congestion in the fifth as we do this. Woo! Yeah, you want your hands on your second chakra, and then bring in your breath, bring it all the way down to those hands, and then blow it out through your mouth. Clear your throat. There it is. Clear your throat.
Yeah.
Lift back your head and receive the light that is pouring through. A moment of new birth is before you. Create. And so it is.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. Wow. This is a divine rebirth, and I thank you for your presence and bringing this forward to me. And my highest gratitude, love, and appreciation for you and everyone on the call. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, honey. Thank we you, love dear. You. Mwah. Namaste.
I love you
too. Oh, thank you, honey. Oh, Sri, my heart is just like, whoo, wow. I'm just kind of breathing into that right now. And I'm thinking, let's just go to New York, New York.
New York.
We're just climbing around the world here. Hey, namaste, New York, New York.
Hello.
Hi. Namaste and welcome.
Hi, guys. How's it going? Namaste.
Namaste.
So I'm going through whatever you were saying, you know, about, like, being, if you're fearful, if you're tired, and tired or inspired. Now, you guys have served as a reminder to, you know, obviously be inspired. Like, being tired is going to just pull you back to where you were. And I've been, I would say, in the dark night of the soul for, like, quite ever since I was 5, 6. So it physically, like, I'm not kidding you, like, for the past, like, couple of weeks now, I've been feeling energized. But at the same time, you know, when you say be inspired, like, I'm not saying I'm not inspired, but I'm stuck between trying to figure out what to go forward with, or what do I take the leap of faith on. You know, like, there's a lot of, like, other factors. Like, there's some stuff with the family. There's, like, a bunch of things that are happening. Like, people in my family don't understand me, and it seems heavy. I can understand where the heaviness comes from, but I can't clarify it. And, you know, I was hoping, like, this may resonate with other people as well, because, you know, you may be physically tired, and your soul knows you're not tired, but physically you are, and you can't accept it.
I understand.
Until, you know, you get that final push. And I was hoping you could maybe help me clarify this point, because I'm not tired, but...
Oh, honey, we hear you.
We hear you.
Angel, we hear you. Not only do we hear you, we see you. So first of all, my love, I just want you to know that it is no accident that you're on the show today. It is no accident that you're listening. It is no accident that you are here. You are so profoundly power-filled. That's why this has been going on since you were so young. And from one who had the same type experience, hey, I hear you, and I've got my hand right out. I've got you. I get it. Now, couple things. While you were sharing, part of the tiredness is eating away at the willingness in your case. And you have this huge, huge entity standing. There's several of them, but this one I don't want to say he's a taskmaster, but he's like this very rough, big, like oomph kind of master. And he's looking at you and simply saying, well, what are you really willing to do? And he's looking you straight in the eye, and it's very strong. And as I'm sharing that, it feels like my entire crown chakra is being tickled with like 1,000 little lights of illumination. And it's like I'm watching all these beings connecting with you saying, if you show us the commitment, we will show you the way. And that the other piece of that for you is that they're saying, remember that your joy must take you first, mm-hmm. and that it needs to be true joy. The joy that comes from going, you know, I really could see my life. I really can see my life this way. And that as that becomes richer, the greater paintbrush of the clarity starts making all of those connections. And so the three things that they're wanting me to share as I bring this to close in this moment is that, number one, you got through today because deep within you is the need for reassurance. And let me give you something, sweetheart. You are being reassured on many, many, many levels. You are not crazy. There is nothing wrong with you. You are simply in a moment of really learning how to be you. And the other thing that they want you to understand is that when you feel that which is less than joy, notice it. Notice what you're doing. Notice what you're feeling. And then literally take a breath. Bring your hands to your heart or your second chakra or your foot, wherever. And if you can't bring your hands anywhere, then just I do this. When I can't bring my hands anywhere, I do this. So I just know I'm touching them together. And ask, what is the way out of this that would bring me joy? Knowing that joy is not about giddy happiness. Joy is about knowing that right action and divine service have been offered, gifted, come forward. And so thank you, my angel, because yes.
My throat's getting tight listening to this.
Yeah, like, because...
My throat...
Yeah. And thank you for sharing that. So I want you to breathe even more. Bring your hand to your throat. The reason your throat is getting tight is because it's your truth chakra. And so now is the moment to say, okay, as I'm listening to this and feeling constriction in my throat, what am I afraid of? What is the truth that I am so afraid of? And then love yourself more and let your body speak. And so it is, my love. Thank you for calling in. We sincerely understand. We love you. Namaste. And how does the show go so quickly? I mean, I think all of us, I see the phone lines lighting up, the chat's lighting up, everything's lighting up. And, you know.
Well, you know, I want to speak to something here because I love that this came forward. One of the things that's important to remember is that when we have been in a depressed situation, and I had a period of depression in my life, what happens is we tend to attract to us the lots of manifestations of that depressed energy. It could be difficulties with the job, could be difficulties with the family, could be difficulties in the marriage or whatever it is. And and all of the outer world tends to reflect back that depressed energy. And so the thing I want to say is that when we find a thread that is inspired, when we find a thread that is pure, bring your attention there. We begin with hand on heart. We begin with saying, I trust my life. I trust my guidance. And follow that thread. When we say, but all these other things aren't so good, then what we're doing is we're looking at the defeat rather than looking at the emerging creation that is inspired. And so work with the thread, and the rest will begin to pick up the glow a little later.
And have the courage. Go back to that dream, the one that you have either created, manifested, and are now ready to look at the next level of, or the one that got hidden and put away. And then look at, sometimes the dream just needed a shift. Sometimes it just needed a different perspective. But as we are in this moment right now, the gift of the week ahead is to really be clear as your choices come forward. Is this choice coming from my tired or my inspired? And to recognize that when we are tired, we can also begin that cycle that leads us into the dependence and constriction that takes away that which offers us this abundant. And I want to share this again because we're going to be talking a lot more about this all week long, this roaring 20s decade. And I wanted to read to you exactly the way we put it in the newsletter. We are in a moment right now of either, I mean, extreme abundance, like abundance that. So if you're in your sincerity, love, and presence, you're going to have miracle upon miracle upon miracle upon miracle. If you, whatever you are in, whatever energy, it's going to be abundant. And the other thing is this roaring flow. So wherever you are flowing, whatever you are creating, if you are creating this, if you are creating more of this, then you're going to get a roaring flow of this. And it could be pretty intense. So pay attention to the tired and inspired. When we tie on our awareness cap, then we get to have the experience through consciousness that leads us to the next choice.
Yeah. And so, beloved ones, as you pay attention, noticing when your energy is lighter, when the inspiration comes more naturally, noticing when your energy is waning,
right,
that we can then come into greater harmony with our body and our spirit. And speaking of harmony with the body and spirit, it has been a delight to be with you today. And as we come to a close today, I invite you, revisit yesterday's show.
Please.
Revisit this show. Grab the nuggets that are there for you and breathe them into your heart.
And check out shreeandkira.com. Join us for the Keys to Ascension. And hey, while you're there, check out Cosmic Origins right here at Tosa Blue Mountain with Shree and I. One spot for March, six left for September. And we're going to Peru. Check it out.
So, beloved ones, as we come to a close, may you breathe and may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
We thank you for joining us at Shree and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shreeandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shreeandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.